Yeah.
Leave us all little games, all little rules. But somehow it stays open.
Oh, yeah.
The year is 2009. Change is in the air.
I'm having the time of my life here.
Welcome to the forefront of the radio revolution.
Don't you get it? It's messing with our heads.
What you have here is the real deal. Get ready for more than 4 hours of no-holds-barred, brutal honesty with a bizarre twist.
You know, can I just get something off my chest a little bit? I'm frosted with you.
What?
It's time for you to return fire, my friend.
Are you ready?
Will you excuse me for a minute?
Welcome to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
Happy Friday to you. Hard out today on Fridays. Hate to do it to you, but we have to. Brent, I thought you'd resigned or something. Usually you're our first in the studio. What are you doing? You playing with Mr. Swags?
Thanks, E.
Mr. Swags is up in this bitch saying, this is my house. I'm cutting promos on the blacks. It's my kitchen.
Well, you might want to explain who that is, in case you've never heard the show before.
Yeah, Mr. Swags is Spice's new...
It's Banksy.
Sharpay, and he... Spices is, alternative artsy-fartsy little individual that wants to name him after some obscure artist named Banksy's. And the dog's not going to understand what that is. So when on Fridays, because we do double duty and, Spices,
I can't leave him at home for 8 hours straight.
8 or 9 hours, because,
it's a radio show or a goddamn kennel.
Hey, you know what? With this program, man, if you had a kid... And you needed, for Pantera to watch it.
I got some critters.
You might just want to leave it at home. You want to bring a goat?
Whole slew of critters I'll bring in here.
You're going to drive your old school El Camino one day with your goat in the back of it?
Maybe.
Your 77 Chevy El Camino. Which, by the way, those things are actually getting pretty good dollars nowadays.
A 77 Camino?
Oh, man. Yeah. If you can find a nice, clean El Camino.
I love it how old cars like that are just crappy all of a sudden become classics and they're worth more money. It makes no sense to me.
Do you even know what an El Camino is?
Well, yeah. I mean, I know what it is.
No.
I've seen it.
What are they?
It's like a really crappy car that has like a flat bed in the back.
Yep.
Exactly.
There.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
Brent,
did you know what El Camino was?
Of course. I grew up in the 70s.
They were confused. Are we going to make a car? Are we going to make a pickup truck? let's do both.
How many years did they produce those things?
I don't know, man, but El Camino's kick ass. My dad in Reno bought one just to haul car parts around.
It's a classic. It's like a pickup truck raped a sedan. I mean, it's
a pickup truck.
Any better than that.
A smaller pickup truck had its way with like a Caprice.
They were on the road a lot when I was a kid.
Oh man, they kick ass. If you can find a clean one, they're easy to work on. Standard aspirated and carbureted, nice. I gotta get to an early deal because I got so much to talk about. So I might quickly here after I give one. There's only one sports score of note. Then good news for the Tampa Bay Lightning: 4-1 over the Flyers. They're now fourth in the Southeast Division, holding steady at 38 points. I'm telling you right now, man, it's not beyond the realm of these guys making the eighth seed of the playoffs. I'm telling you right now.
There's so many games in the season, long. I don't even worry about it until the end.
But if you look at this road trip, they only lost 3-2 at the Coyotes. They won in Anaheim.
Right.
They won at the Kings. Mm-hmm. Lost to the San Jose Sharks, who are the best team in hockey by far. So that's not a big deal. Come back and win at Philadelphia. So that's a successful road trip.
I got to tell you, man, that flight 1549, that captain.
Oh, man, that guy's a stud.
He's waking up this morning just partying.
I hope he's waking up this morning with every hot flight attendant from U.S. Air. They should have just sent that to his hotel room and said, what a big sex pile. Because, I know that he probably pretty much ruined $30 or $40 million plane, but I think that's a far comparison to the lawsuits of losing 155 people, if they had them been killed, 150.
Nobody hurt either.
Yeah. That plane was going to be ruined one way or the other.
Yeah, I mean, they interviewed one of the passengers yesterday. I'm watching him, and this guy still had his Kangol hat on. His shirt was dry. He's like, he goes, hey, man, that guy was good.
They said that he came in. They said that he hit the bird flock, and he came in, and he was feathering it down in the ravine in between buildings and tugboats and everything, and then skipped it along, according to some of the – no, now there's no video on it, but he skipped it along like he didn't – the worst thing you can do when you land on water is you can't go nose down because then you're going to pole vault yourself.
Yep.
And he assed it in and skipped it, and nobody – people are being treated for hypothermia, having been exposed to the water, but nobody had any, you know, lacerations or whiplash or neck injuries or vertebrae injuries or nothing.
Amazing.
Yeah. It was really funny to watch the news and have them cover this because there was no real tragedy involved. So then they had to hang their hat on hypothermia.
Yeah.
So then they had to get the hypothermia experts up there and try to make a story out of hypothermia.
You know, I was looking at the aviation expert, and he said the thing the guy did that was unbelievable is when he put the tail down,
right,
he used it to slow the plane down so much that he set it down right on top of the river.
That guy's the Mac.
That guy's the Mac. I hope that he had about a sex pile at the Times Square Crown Plaza. That's where we always stay. That's my boy right there, man.